Hallelujah, 各位长老、执事、弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And hallelujah, deacons, elders, and our brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
今天早上学习的题目是好牧人、坏牧人。
The topic for this morning's mutual encouragement is the good shepherd and the bad shepherd.
最近我们在读以西结书。
Recently, we've been reading the book of Ezekiel.
读到34章的时候，特别记载有两种不同的牧羊人。
When we came across chapter 34 of Ezekiel, we learned about that there are two different kinds of shepherds, the good kind and the bad kind.
就是下一页啊，就是说有好的牧人跟坏的牧人两种。
Which to say that there are two different kinds of shepherds, the kind that is good and the kind that is not so good.
圣经里面常常用羊跟牧羊人形容人跟神的关系。
And in the Bible, it often uses the relationship between sheep and the shepherd to describe the relationship between God and man.
神是最好的牧羊人。
God is the best kind of shepherd.
我们就好像神的小羊。
And we are just like the little sheep of our God.
但是神有时候他就是要差派一些不同的牧羊人来牧养他的羊。
But there are times when the Lord will send different kinds of people to act as shepherds to pastor his sheep.
因为神不会直接来牧养每一个人。
Because God will not directly shepherd every single person.
他会把这些工作交给小牧人。
There are times when he will delegate these tasks to the little shepherds.
啊，那些小牧人有没有做得好呢？
But these assigned little shepherds, did they do a good job?
有一些有，但是有一些没有。
Some did, but some did not.
当时以色列百姓啊，他们变得那么坏，还有受了那么多苦。
At that time, the Israelite people, they have become very wicked, but they have also suffered greatly.
国家都快被灭亡了。
And their nation was about to be extinguished.
原因很简单。
The reason was quite simple.
因为有很多牧羊人啊，不是好的。
That was because there were many shepherds who did not do their task.
所以我们今天就来看看到底好牧人跟坏牧人有什么分别。
So today we're going to look at the difference between the good and bad shepherds.
那这个分别有很多。
There are many differences between them.
我们来讲第一点。
Let's talk about the first point.
坏的牧羊人只会顾自己的利益而会牺牲群羊。
The shepherds that are bad, they only care for themselves even at the expense of sacrificing the sheep.
但是好的牧羊人呢，会只顾群羊牺牲自己。
However, the good shepherds, they care for the sheep even at the expense of their own lives.
我们看以西结书34章。
Let's take a look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 34.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一节到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
以西结书34章第一节到第三节。
The book of Ezekiel chapter 34 verses 1 to 3.
请读。
Verse 1, the word of the Lord came to me. Verse 2, the son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who only take care of themselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? Verse
3,
you eat the curds, clothe yourself with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock.
神的话临到以西结，叫他去攻击以色列的牧人。
The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel to instruct them, to instruct him to target these words toward the shepherds of the Israelite people.
神的话有时候是安慰。
Sometimes the word of the Lord is comforting.
有时候是医治。
And sometimes it is healing.
但是有时候神的话是一把剑，可以攻击人。
But there are also times when the word of the Lord, it's like a sword to attack those who need to be.
做得不好，神的话就来攻击你。
If you did not do a good job, then his word will attack you.
警告你要悔改。
To warn you to turn back.
那以色列的牧人是谁呢？
Then who are the shepherding people of the Israelites?
就是当时以色列的带领者。
Those were the leaders of these people.
包括那些君王啊。
Including the lords,
官员呢
，and the governors,
贵族啊
，also the aristocrats,
还有这些长老啊
，also the elders,
还有当时的先知啊
，and those prophets and priests,
就是带领百姓的人啊。
All of those people were in leadership roles for the Israelite people.
就好像羊被牧人带着一样。
Just like how sheep were to led by the shepherds.
我们知道羊是一种很特别的动物。
And we might know that sheep are very unique animals.
它身体每一个部分呢，都有利用价值，都有经济的价值。
And every part of the sheep's body has its use. They have its economic value.
它的皮, 它的羊毛, 可以做很漂亮, 很保暖的衣服。
For example, its skin, its wool can be made into beautiful clothing.
它的奶啊, 很好喝, 甚至喜欢的人觉得比牛奶还好喝还香。
And a sheep's milk or a goat's milk, it can be consumed, and some people like it even better than cow's milk.
它的皮可以做大衣, 羊皮衣, 可以做皮包。
The leather of sheep can be made into coats or bags.
还有它的肉呢, 每一个部位都很好吃。
And the meat of the sheep can be consumed. Every part is very delicious.
所以羊对人非常有用。
We can say that sheep, they are beneficial animals to humankind.
但是那些坏的牧人呢, 他心中就只有一件事。
However, there are those bad shepherds, there's only one goal in their hearts.
哇, 那么多羊在我的管辖之下。
They think to themselves, wow, I have so many sheep under my care.
哦, 我今天可以宰哪一只, 可以刮哪一只的毛, 我可以宰哪一只的奶, 我可以怎么来肥自己。
And today I have my choice of whichever sheep to slaughter, whichever sheep's wool I can take, however I choose to benefit myself today.
当然了, 在合理的范围之下, 牧人人也要吃饭, 也要穿衣服, 也要喝奶, 当然他可以从这群羊的身上得到利益。
Of course, that is to say, as shepherds within reasonable grounds, they can take what they need for their daily living from these sheep.
就是主人给他的工价是多少，就是多少。
Or that is to say, however much the master delegated his salary to be, he can take for himself.
但是当时的那些带领者呢，整天只是想要肥自己啊。
However, those shepherds at that time, all they thought of was how to benefit themselves, how to fatten themselves.
怎么可以从百姓啊，从那些人民当中呢，得到更大的利益？
And what other ways can they prosper themselves at the expense of the people they are taking from?
哦，这样子的百姓呢，就是过得很辛苦的。
And in this way, the people, they were living a difficult life.
我们来看弥迦书。
Let's take a look at the book of Micah.
弥迦书的第三章。
Micah chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
弥迦书三章五节。
Micah chapter 3, verse 5. This is what the Lord says, as for the prophets who lead my people astray, if one feeds them, they proclaim peace. If he does not, they prepare to wage war against him.
啊，这里说啊，神也攻击当时的先知，先知就是牧羊人。
Here it describes how the Lord's word was attacking the prophets as in the shepherds of that time.
这里形容啊，这些先知很爱吃羊肉，很爱吃羊腿啊。
And here it describes how the prophets, they love to consume the meat of lamb, the leg of lamb.
啊，只要嘴巴有肉吃。 别人给他东西，他就说好的，没问题，你们都做得很好。
And as long as they have meat to eat, a way to fatten themselves, then whatever others say to them, they will proclaim peace.
我们知道这个人呢，一定要吃饭。
Of course, we know that every person needs to have meals.
但是人不能为了要吃饭而改变自己的原则。
However, just because you need to eat, you should not change your principle.
先知是要传神的话。
The principle of prophets is to spread the word of God.
不是要传人喜欢听的话。
And their job is not to evangelize the word that people like to hear.
但是当时的牧羊人啊，不忠心啊，只顾自己。
But the shepherds at that time, they were not loyal and they only cared for their own needs.
啊，你讲神的话讲得严厉一点，大家不喜欢听，就不给他吃的。
When you evangelize the word of God, but the people might find these words harsh and not to their liking, then they might not give them any more meat to eat.
所以为了自己的饭碗，为了自己得到更多的礼物啊，都避重就轻，只报好的，不报不好的。
And in this way, in order to keep their dinner plates full and to get the prosperities coming, they only report the good and not the rebuke of the Lord.
这就是坏牧人啊。This
is what constitutes a bad shepherd.
只顾自己的好处。
Those people who only care for their own benefits.
弄到最后了，整个国家都灭亡了，因为没有人讲真话。
And near the end, the nation was at its on its last leg because no one was telling the truth.
牺牲了整个国家，牺牲了整个百姓。
What was sacrificed was the whole nation and all its people.
今天我们做神的好牧人呢，不能这样。
Today, when we are trying to be the good shepherds of the Lord, we cannot be like this.
我们看提摩太前书六章。
Let's take a look at the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章的第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 5.
第六章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 5, and constant friction between men and corrupt kind who have been robbed of the truth and who thinks that godliness is a means to financial gain.
在保罗的时代啊，也有这些所谓的宗教的领导者，教会里面传神的道的人，他们变了。
In the time of Paul, there were also the spiritual leaders within the church of the Lord whose principles have changed.
他们心坏了，第五节，心变坏了。
In verse 5, it says that their hearts have been corrupted.
你一心变坏哦，你会失去真理。
As soon as your heart has been corrupted, you will start losing the truth.
然后呢，以什么？以敬虔，就是拜神的事，作为得利益的方法。
And sooner or later, they will start using the excuse of godliness as a means to gain financial gain.
什么都算钱的。
Whatever is targeted towards wealth.
啊，成天想别人送礼物给他。
They are thinking of is how you can get more gifts from other people.
当时保罗啊，就告诉提摩太，千万不能变成这样的牧人。
At that time, Paul was telling Timothy, "You cannot become like this."
那我们要做哪一种牧羊人呢？
So what kind of shepherd should we be?
我们加一个图啊，告诉我们左边那只羊啊，没有被好好牧养，被牧羊人这样子欺负啊，被他得到利益啊，所以变瘦瘦的羊啊。
And if you look at the pictures on the PowerPoint, the one on the left, it has not been properly shepherded, and you can see how the sheep is starving.
右边那一只呢，这白白胖胖、很健康的羊。
And you can see the sheep on the right. It's healthy. It's been well fed and well taken care of. Very healthy.
所以你看整群羊里面都是，如果都是瘦的，你知道那个牧羊人有问题。
If you look at the flock and you see that every single sheep is skinny to its bones, then you know that the shepherd has not been doing his job.
那如果都是健康的、饱满的、肥满的，那一定是他做得很好。
However, if you look at the flock and every sheep is looking like the right, healthy and plump, then you know that the shepherd has been doing his task.
所以我们要看下一页，我们要自己问自己一个问题。
There's one question we should care about. We should ask ourselves.
你是不是一个只会顾自己的人
？Are you someone who only care about yourself？
还是你会学习照顾身边的人
？Or are you someone who is learning to take care of people around you？
如果你是父母。你的小羊都是你的孩子啊。
If you are a parent, then your little sheep is your children.
啊，他们有没有被照顾的好
？Are they being well taken care of？
不但是身体，心灵有没有被照顾的好
？Not only their physical bodies, but their minds and spirit.
你是教员，你没有照顾好你的学员。
Or if you're an RE teacher, have you been taking care of your students?
啊，如果你认识弟兄姐妹，有没有互相的照顾
？If you know of other brothers and sisters, have you been mutually caring for each other?
你是教会的组长、长职、传道、负责人，也是牧羊人啊，有没有只顾自己
？Or if you are a leader, a councilman, a deacon, an elder, any kind of these roles, have you been taking care of the church?
啊，所以我们要以羊、以别人的需要为优先。
Then that is to say, we should prioritize the needs of other people.
啊，那我们下一个图也告诉我们了。其实自从这个十几年前这个苹果手机出现之后呢，有一个新的名词，这一代人呢叫做 I generation， 就是自我的世代。
You might already know, since about a decade ago, the introduction of the smartphones, we have a new generation called the I generation.
因为呢，现在开始了，过去十几年长大的年轻人呢，他们都是。拥有自己的所谓的 gadgets 啊，自己的电脑啊、平板啊，那他们想东西啦、做事情啊，都是以自我为中心的。
And the youth who have been growing up within the past a decade or two, they have grown up with these gadgets, whether it's laptops, iPhones, or a tablet, so that whatever they do, they are very egocentric.
以前要看电视了，全家要在一起看一个电视，大家说好要看什么，互相要妥协一下。
Because in the past, when a family is watching TV, there are discussions and compromises and agreements on who to watch and what to watch, when to watch it.
现在有电视，大家不看了，自己在房间看自己爱看的。
However, these days, every person can be watching their show of their choice on their own gadgets in their own rooms.
大人也是一样，很容易变得只顾自己，自我中心。
Same with adults, it's all too easy to become all about yourselves and to care about your needs.
但是我们要做好牧人。
However, we are to become good shepherds.
学习保罗的榜样。
We are to learn from the example of Paul.
我们看哥林多后书十二章十四节。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十二章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 14.
十二章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. Verse 14, it says, "Now I am ready to visit you for the third time, and I will not be a burden to you, because what I want is not your possessions, but you. After all, children should not have to save up for their parents, but parents for their children." Paul was a very loyal shepherd. Originally, he can receive a big salary from the church. However, the Corinthian church, they were weak. Therefore, Paul, he did not want to become a burden to the church. Therefore, he went to visit the Corinthian church to pastor them.
不需要他们资助他。
And he turned down any sponsorship that they offered.
他还说啊, 父母啊, 是为孩子累积钱财。
And he voiced to them how parents are to save up for their children.
第15节,
in verse 15,
他说我甘心乐意为你们的灵魂啊，费财费力。
In verse 15, Paul said, "So I will very gladly spend for you everything I have and expend myself as well."
哇，读到这里很感动啊。
And reading here, I am very touched.
保罗要照顾这些不听话的信徒，常常软弱的信徒。
Paul strives to take care of these very weak believers, these believers who are often
整天在想, 到底我可以怎么做帮助你的灵魂?
And his thoughts are consumed with thoughts of how I can help you spiritually.
我要多去你那边呢, 去多去几次呢, 去访问呢, 去鼓励呢。
I must go visit you often to encourage you, to pastor you, to teach you.
甚至有时候啊, 你没有给钱, 我要拿钱出来, 我要自己吃饭, 我要帮补你们。
And during the times when you have no financial means to give me, then I will, out of my own pocket, pay to travel, to eat, to take care of you.
我们教会有很多很忠心的长职啊，负责人啊，就是像保罗一样。
In our church, we have many leaders, deacons, elders, councilmen who are just like Paul.
私底下关心人，费财费力。
Privately or behind the scenes, they are using their own resources to take care of members.
还是老师啊，哎呀，自己做一些小东西啊，送给学生啊，送一些小礼物给学生。
Or teachers using their own time, they're making gifts or they're giving their students items.
这样在需要的时候呢，大家会帮他煮饭啊，帮他买东西啊。
Or there are other brothers and sisters out of need of the church or other members, they are picking up groceries or cooking food.
这样子的话呢，我们就会把那些瘦的羊啊，那些软弱的，下一个图啊，就会把它养得很肥壮。
These are all meanings for us to strengthen the weak, to feed the skinny sheep.
我们看以西结，看回来以西结书34章。
Let's go back to the book of Ezekiel, chapter
34. 15节。
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse
14节。 14节。
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 14.
以西结34章14节.
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 14. Verse 14 says, "I will tend them in good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel."
好的牧羊人呢，会把羊养得肥肥的。
Good shepherds will fatten up their sheep.
把它带到草地上，让他们吃饱。
And they will bring them to good pastures so that they can eat until they're satisfied.
我们教会也是一样的。It
is the same with our church.
过去几个月，大家在疫情当中啊，心里也很闷啊，在家里没有得来教会。
The past couple of months, you may feel like you're suffocating in your heart. You are isolated in your homes. You cannot come to church.
感谢主，现在教会慢慢的开放，我们可以来聚会了。
However, thank the Lord that the church is slowly open up and we can slowly start to return.
我们以后还要再推行小组的牧养、小组的团契、小组的查经。
In the future, we should continue to promote the caring in our mutual small groups.
以小小一些的人数来进行，大家可以互相的帮助，就会养得肥肥的。
In small neighborhood units, we can take care of each other, then the whole flock will be taken care of and be fattened up.
还有，当我们这样做的时候呢，神就会在我们的当中。
And especially when we're conducting such work, the Lord will be among us.
第15节，这主就说了，我要亲自做我羊的牧人了。
In verse 15, the Lord himself said, "I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down."
好，我们看第二点。And
let's look at the second point.
第二个对比啊，坏的牧羊人呢，他会用强暴严严的管辖。
And the second contrast between the good and bad shepherd is that the bad kind uses violence to control the sheep.
好的牧羊人呢，用爱心温柔的牧养。
Yet the good shepherds use love to guide the sheep.
我们看34章。
Let's take a look at chapter 34 of Ezekiel.
第四节的下半句。
Verse 4, the second half.
这里说呢，坏的牧羊人呢，用强暴严严的管辖这些羊。
The second part of verse 4, it says that the bad shepherd ruled them harshly and brutally.
我们知道羊啊是笨笨的动物啊，有时候有一些也不太听话。
We know that sheep, they might be slow of intelligence and sometimes reluctant to obey.
没有什么方向感，有时候会乱跑。
They don't really have a sense of direction and sometimes they will wander off on their own.
有一些的顾着吃草啊，你要走了它也不跟。
And sometimes there are those sheep who are so focused on eating grass that you have already moved on, but they have left themselves behind.
所以啊，牧人呢都需要有牧羊犬来帮忙赶那些羊。
Therefore, shepherds often use shepherding dogs to help them gather up the sheep.
那个牧羊犬呢，追就把那些羊追了，然后再轻轻的这样咬他们的脚，叫他们不要再乱跑了，那只羊就会回来。
Shepherding dogs, they will follow the flock and they will watch over the sheep, sometimes nip at their heels so that they will follow the shepherd.
但是羊啊，你不能说动不动就打它。
For sheep, you cannot easily strike them.
因为羊啊，很软弱，你用大力用棍子打它，它就受伤。
Because lamb, they are delicate creatures. If you often hit them, then they will be easily injured.
我刚才这个新闻，这个图片是新闻摘下来的。有一个牧羊人被派刀了，那个在巴勒斯坦地，哇，拿棍子来打那些羊，有一只打被他打了30分钟。
And this image that I'm showing is actually from a news feed. A shepherd in Palestine was caught beating his sheep with his rod, and one particular sheep was beat by him by about 30 minutes.
结果呢，30分钟之后被打死了，躺在那边。
And after half an hour of beating, the sheep actually died, and there you see it lying there.
你不能用这种方法来对羊。
You cannot use this kind of way to discipline sheep.
没有错，信徒当中可能有不听话的。
Of course, maybe among the sheep, there are those who do not listen.
没有那么顺服的。
Those who do not obey.
比较调皮的。
Those who are more rambunctious.
你孩子当中可能也是有一些比较反叛的。
And at the same time, among our children, there are those kids who are more rebellious.
有自己想法的。
Those who have their own thoughts.
总是想啊，怎么样不遵守你的规矩的。
And they are often figuring out ways to go against what you say.
或者是有一些很软弱的，他没有办法做到你的要求。
Or perhaps some who are weaker in some ways, and they are not able to meet the expectation that you set for them.
你不能动不动的就拿起棍子啊，又打又骂，好像用这种高压的方法去镇压。
But you cannot guide them by hitting them at every word. This is a very high stress way of disciplining.
我记得20年前我第一次去西非有一个国家。
I remember about 20 years ago, I went to West Africa for the long time. I went to a country.
安息日聚会的时候，大人啊、小孩啊都坐在板凳。
I remember on the Sabbath day, there were benches laid out in the front of the pulpit, and adults were children were sitting on the benches.
天气很热。
It was a very hot day.
哇，大家有些打瞌睡了。
And everyone was kind of falling asleep.
我在讲道，我也很想打瞌睡。
I was giving the sermon, but I was also quite tired.
那后面呢？有一个大人拿着这棍子。
And there was an adult in the back.
看到谁打瞌睡，就敲他的头。
He had a rod in his hand, and whoever he saw nodding off to sleep, he would knock them on the head with a rod.
无论大人小孩，当然不是很大力的这样敲了，把他敲死了，就轻轻敲一下这样子。
Of course, he did not strike them very hard, but it was kind of a tap on the head.
然后就骂，哎，起来，不要睡觉。
He would give them a tap on the head, and he would rebuke them, said, "Hey, you, wake up."
我大开眼界，原来聚会可以这样子提醒人不要睡觉了。
And I had to contain my surprise. I never knew that you can conduct service such as this.
聚会我就问他了，为什么你要这样敲他们头
？So after the service, I went up to that member and said, "Why are you striking them?"
睡觉啊，他们睡觉啊。
And he said, "Well, they're falling asleep. You can't fall asleep in sermon."
天气那么热。
And then I said,
我讲道可能也很无聊啊，所以他们呢听不下去啊。
And I thought, well, the weather is very hot, and perhaps my sermon was boring, and they can't bear it anymore, so they're falling asleep.
我说了，你不要敲他们呐，提醒一下就好了，点一点就好了，不要拿棍子这样敲人家的头。
And I said, maybe give them a gentle tap and to remind them, and not to tap and to strike them with a rod.
有人达不到你的要求，有人没有守规矩。
There are some who cannot meet your expectations and those who may not obey.
你要了解为什么他做不到。
The key is to understand why they can't reach their task.
是他心里有点扭曲呢，还是他真的自己身体有问题呢？
Is it because they're not feeling well that day physically, or perhaps they have a barrier in their heart?
你不能只是啊，每次都打啦、骂啦，然后用言语刺激对方。
And you cannot hit them or verbally strike them every time you see that something's wrong.
这个不是牧人可以做、需要做的事。
This is not something that a shepherd does. It's not necessary.
牧人是要用温柔的心来牧养主的羊。
Good shepherds use love and use compassion to guide their sheep.
看那个彼得前书。
Let's go to 1 Peter.
彼得前书五章的第三节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 3. Now, First Peter chapter 5 verse 3. It says, "Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock."
啊，第四节。
Verse 4, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
彼得长老告诉我们怎么做个好的牧羊。
Elder Peter taught us how to be a good shepherd.
不是用严严的管辖。
It is not through harsh discipline.
你怎么来教这些羊？
How do you teach the sheep?
用你的榜样去教这些羊。
You teach the sheep using you yourself as an example.
父母，你要孩子要有信心，你自己有没有信心？
Well, for our parents, if you want your children to have faith, then you yourself must have faith first.
你教你的孩子不要整天玩手机，结果你自己玩的还比他多。
Or if you're trying to teach your children not to be so consumed by their cell phones, but if you are on your electronics all day, then
那你怎么牧养他呢？
Then how do you pastor them?
你教他不要发脾气，结果你每天发脾气。
You tell them not to have a tantrum, but you yourself is temperamental and easily angered.
所以我们要用榜样温柔啊。
We must use gentleness and use ourselves as examples to teach.
我看主耶稣的榜样让我很惭愧，因为主耶稣真的很温柔。
We can look at the example of Jesus because he was the most gentle person.
我们看约翰福音的第十四章，第二十一章。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John chapter 21.
约翰二十一章。
The Gospel of John chapter 21.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音二十一章的四节。
The Gospel of John chapter 21 verse 4. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus.
第五节。
Verse 5, he called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" No, they answered.
这段圣经是记载主耶稣向门徒显现。
And this passage, it records a time when Jesus revealed himself to the disciples.
之前已经显现了两次了，至少啊。
In the past, he has already showed himself twice, and when was that?
告诉他们我已经复活了。
And he told them that I have been resurrected.
很快你们就要领受圣灵啊。
And soon you will receive the Holy Spirit.
不要怀疑，只要相信。
Do not doubt, but simply believe.
以后要去传福音的。
And in the future, you must evangelize my gospel.
结果讲啊，有没有用？
And he have said this so many times, but did it take any effect?
西门彼得带头回去捕鱼。
Simon Peter led the disciples to go back to their fishing.
哇，这个让主耶稣很失望啊。
And how disappointing was this for Jesus to see?
我训练你们三年。
I instructed you for 3 years.
为你们死在十字架上。
I died for you on the cross.
然后呢，复活给你看了至少两次。
I showed you how I resurrected at least twice.
你们都还不相信。
You still do not believe.
你们还是那么软弱。
You are still weak.
还给我回去捕鱼。
And you even went back to fishing.
你们是什么人啊？
What kind of people are you?
有没有良心啊？
Do you have any heart or compassion?
换我们啊，什么话都可以骂出来。
And if it was us, I think we will curse them with a lot harsher words.
但是主耶稣就不一样。
But Jesus, he was different.
主耶稣呢，那天早上天还没有亮的时候。
On that day, before the sun came up, Jesus showed himself.
站在岸上。
He stood on the shore.
门徒还在湖里面整个晚上捞鱼都捞不到。
The disciples, they have been fishing all night.
主耶稣开口第一句话是什么？
The first thing that Jesus said when he opened his mouth was,
小子啊，你们有吃的没有？
He said, "Friends, haven't you any fish?"
主耶稣不是说小子啊，祷告了没有？
Jesus did not say, "Friends, you didn't pray."
主耶稣不是说小子啊，悔改了没有？
He didn't say, "Hey, kids, did you repent?"
主耶稣也没有说你的良心在哪里？
Or he, nor did he say, "Where is your good conscience?"
主耶稣只是轻轻地问，吃了没有？吃了饭没有啊？
On the other hand, he was asking the friends, "Haven't you any fish?" Or in other words, "Have you had any food?"
他们还不知道是主。
At that point, they still don't know that this was Jesus.
黑黑的看不见呢。
Because it was still dark out, they couldn't see.
他们说没有啊，没有的吃啊。
And they said, no, we haven't had any fish.
耶稣再说了，那把网撒在船的右边吧。
And he said, well, throw your net on the right side of the boat.
哇，结果拉到很多鱼。
And they ended up catching a large number of fish.
哇，他们的有人知道了，这个是主耶稣啊。
And immediately the disciples they realized that this was the Lord Jesus.
哇，请他们到岸上，还那个早餐都已经准备好了。
And they were invited onto the shore where food was already prepared for them.
什么叫做温柔？这个就是温柔。
What is gentleness? This is the best example.
本来应该可以严严的责备一顿。
Jesus had every reason to harshly rebuke them.
但是主耶稣选择不这样做。
But the Lord chose not to.
主耶稣选择关心他。
And the Lord chose love and care.
不但只帮他们捕到鱼。
And not only did he help them catch fish.
还给他煮好早餐。
He also prepared breakfast so it was hot and ready when they came to shore.
之后再跟他们问问题。
Later on, he then asked the questions.
哇，高招啊，这是高招。
This is a very brilliant strategy.
因为主耶稣没有责骂他们，对他们那么好，所以他们的良心啊，那个 conscience, 良心就被刺激了，就被醒过来了。
It is because the Lord gave them so much love and compassion and care that their good conscience, it was awoken.
有时候你越发脾气骂一个人越大声越尖锐越攻击他越反对你他越不听你。
Sometimes the harsher, the louder, the sharper you rebuke someone, the more they will not listen to you.
他跟你对抗。
And they will choose to oppose you.
主耶稣温柔的。
However, Jesus, he chose the gentle route.
都挽回了门徒的心。
And through his gentleness, he was able to soften them and have them turn back to him.
如果你想影响你身边的人。
If you want to influence the people around you,
你一定要学习主耶稣的温柔。
You must learn the gentleness of the Lord Jesus.
第三点。
The third point.
坏牧人一遇到危险呢，马上就会逃跑。
The bad shepherd they run away when danger comes.
好牧人危险来了，牺牲生命拯救群羊。
But rather the good shepherd they sacrifice their own lives in order to save the sheep in danger.
哇，这两个是很大的对比。
This is a very big contrast.
因为坏的牧羊人只是把自己看成是一个雇工。
Because the bad shepherd they look at themselves as hired workers only.
好，我们看约翰福音的第十章。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John chapter 10.
约翰福音的第十章。
The Gospel of John chapter 10.
十一节到十三节
，verses 11 to 13。
约翰福音第十章十一节
，The Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
十二节
，verse 12. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it.
十三节
，verse 13, the man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
这有两种牧人。
There are two different kinds of shepherd.
雇工就是领薪水的，这个羊不是他的。
The hired hand who receives a salary for caring for the sheep, but he himself is not the master of the sheep.
牧人呢，他要带羊去外面吃草的时候呢，野狼啊、熊啊、狮子啊，那当时那边也有狮子啊，也是想要吃羊肉大餐啊。
We know that when the shepherd is taking the sheep out to eat grass, there are wild creatures such as wolves and tigers and a lion who are also looking to eat the sheep.
如果你是雇工，那个熊来了，熊还比你高。
If you're a hired hand and when you're out with the sheep, you see a bear coming towards you, the bear is much bigger than you.
熊来了，你第一个跑走，要保命嘛，对不对？
And if you see a bear coming at you, the first thing you'll do is to run away to preserve your life first.
因为他们没有不想说为了领那一点点薪水啊，自己的命都没有啊。
Because in your mind, your life is not worth the small salary that you will receive.
他心里面只是想薪水跟命来个重要，当然是命。
And so in his heart, the comparison is which is more important, my life or the salary, then of course it's my life.
报纸上面也有一些新闻。
There was a news in the paper.
前几年有一条游船呢，游轮呢，在欧洲那边呢，沉下去了，因为开得太靠近岸。搁浅了，要沉下去。
It was in the news a couple of years ago. There was a cruise ship who crashed into the rocks by the shore, and unfortunately sank.
结果那个船长啊，别人都还没有下船呢，他就先跑下船。
The captain of the sheep, before anyone else has escaped from the sheep, he ran away first.
被人家骂死了。
And he was rebuked harshly by everyone.
被告。
He was also sued.
你是个船长，你怎么可以自己先下船？
And people were saying, you're the captain of the sheep. How can you be the first to escape and leave everyone behind?
船长、机长、司机, 你都要确定你的乘客都得安全,你自己还可以下船。
And for those people who work as a captain, a pilot, or the driver of a car, you must make sure that your passengers are safe before you put yourself to safety.
好牧人也是这样。
The same thing with a good shepherd.
因为这个羊是他自己的。
Because the sheep are their own.
他把他羊看成是自己的生命一样宝贵。
Then in this way, the sheep it's like his life.
所以那个狮子啊、豺狼啊来啊，他一定拿着棍子、拿着石头跟他拼一下。
Then if lions or coyotes come by, then he will raise up a rod or a rock and fight to the death.
像大卫啊，他没有当王之前，就是一个牧羊童。
And David, before he became king, he was a shepherd boy.
一个人有没有前途，有没有成功，会不会被神用，年轻的时候就看得见。
Whether someone has the potential to do good work, to be used by the Lord, you can see their potential at a young age.
哇，那个牧羊的时候，那个熊来了，大卫怎么做呢？
When he was shepherding the sheep and a bear came, what did David do?
我拿起石头，拿出鸡弦，我拿着棍子就跟他拼了。
He took out ropes and rocks and rods and he fought to the death.
所以为什么他以后打哥利亚，那个这个鸡弦那么厉害？其实以前练习了很多次。
And so people were wondering why when he fought Goliath later on, why his slingshot was so accurate. It's because he had years of practice.
不怕危险。
He was not afraid of danger.
爸爸的羊，我们家的羊，我要保护，甚至要冒生命危险，我也要保护。
All the sheep, it's my flock, it's my family's flock. Therefore, I will use my life to protect them.
哇，那好的牧人跟坏牧人就很清楚了。
Then it is very clear the difference between the good shepherd and the bad shepherd.
主耶稣给你的羊，你有没有把它看成比你的生命还宝贵呢？
Jesus gave you a flock of sheep. Do you look at them as more important than your life?
主耶稣自己就是这样的好牧人。Because
Jesus himself, he was a good shepherd such as this.
刚刚我们到读第十章十一节就说了，主耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。When
we were reading John chapter 10 verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我们看下一页，我们看约翰福音15章13节。
Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音13章的13节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 3. Greater love.
13节, 13.
Chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends.
最大的爱是什么？
What is the greatest love of all?
把自己的生命都可以舍了。
It is when you are willing to sacrifice your life.
我们今天想一想。
Let's think about it today.
最近大家都每天晚上七点钟在外面为了这些前线的医护人员想安敲东西给他们加油。
Recently, there's a trend that at every night, 7 p.m., people will lean out of their windows or go outside to beat drums or pots to cheer for the essential health workers.
因为他们真的很伟大。
Because they are truly doing a great thing.
大家这个时候最怕去医院，最怕被感染。结果他们天天要待在医院，天天要照顾那些感染的人。
The most fearful avoided place these days is going to hospitals, but they are working there every day.
消防员也很伟大。
Same with firemen.
哦，有火了，大家要逃跑。消防员呢？哪里有火，他要冲过去。
Wherever there's a fire, everyone else is running away, but they are going the other direction into the fire to fight it.
这些人很伟大。
These people are great.
甚至有一些呢，因为工作而死掉的。
There are even those who have lost their lives on the job.
但是我们想一个问题。
But let's think about one thing.
如果这些工作没有工钱，
If these jobs were did not offer salary,
会不会有人去做？
Will there still be people to do it?
这个是第一个问题哦。
This is the first question.
第二个问题，如果那个人知道今天我接了这个任务，我一定会死。
And the second question is, if someone knew that today I took this job, I will lose my life.
不是可能会有危险，是一定会死的。你接了这个任务，你一定死。
And not possibly I might be in danger, but today I take this job, I will sacrifice my life.
那这些工作会不会有人做？
Will these jobs still be taken by anyone?
第一就是没钱嘛，第二就是一定死，会不会有人做？
First is you do not get any pay, and second is you will lose your life. Will anyone still do it?
一般情况之下不会有人去做。
I think that under normal circumstances, no one would do it.
因为代价太大。
Because the cost is too great.
命都没有了，那 有什么回报没有用。
You will lose your life, so then what good is any reward?
那谁会做这种事情呢?
But who will do this job?
通常是父母才会去做这种事。
Usually parents will be willing to do it.
没有钱，但是危险的是你还为了儿女也要去做。
Parents don't get paid to take care of their children, and sometimes you might be in danger, but they will do anything for their children.
甚至你知道可能一定会死，但是你为了你死可以救了你的孩子，你也会去做。
Even if you know that you will lose your life, but thinking that losing your life you might be able to save your children, then they will willingly go in.
这个就是从神来的爱。
This is a kind of love that comes from the Lord.
超过利益，超过生命。
Which is surpassing life, which is surpassing prosperity.
主耶稣就是这样爱我们啊。
Jesus, he loves us in this way.
他明明知道来到世上就是一定要死，面对十字架。
He knows that coming to earth, he will face the cross and he will definitely die.
他没有得到什么好处。
He did not receive any kind of benefit.
甚至会被人家出卖，被人家抛弃，被人家攻击。
But rather, he was attacked, he was abandoned, betrayed.
但是他还是要来。
But even though he was hurt, he still came.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为没有比这个更大的爱了。Because
there's no greater love than this.
所以好牧人为羊舍命。Therefore,
good shepherds, they lay down their lives for the sheep.
第四点。The
fourth point.
坏的牧羊人呢? 只为将羊赶走。Bad
shepherds, they cast away the sheep.
好的牧羊人呢? 把羊找回来。
Good shepherds, they bring back and gather the sheep.
我们看以西结书34章。
Let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 34.
以西结书34章的第13节。
Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 13.
我必从万民中领他们，从各国内聚集他们，引导他们归回故土，也必在以色列山上一切溪水旁边，境内一切可居之处牧养他们。
Verse 13, I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines, and in all the settlements of the land.
坏的牧人呢？因为自己没有责任感啊，自己就跑走了。
Then for the bad shepherds, because they don't have a sense of responsibility, then they will run away.
羊就分散了。And
the sheep will scatter.
当时以色列国就是这样。
At that time, the nation of Israel, it was in this state.
被掳到巴比伦了。
They were captured to Babylon.
但是神说，你们这些牧人没有用，我自己来做你们的牧人。The
Lord, He said, you, the shepherds, you do not do your job. Therefore, I myself will come and shepherd them.
我会把你们从各国当中啊领回来。I
will bring them out from the nations and gather them from all the countries.
结果呢，你们还要回到故土重新建立。
And you will end up going back to the mountains of Israel, going to there to settle.
就是牧羊人会千辛万苦去寻找迷羊。
Which is to say, shepherds, they will cross rivers and go over mountains to find all their flocks.
只要这只羊还没有死，一天它还没有死，我还要去找它回来。
As long as there's one day and one sheep that is still alive, he will go and search for them.
这个就是主耶稣的爱啊！
This is the Lord's love.
很感动啊！
It's very moving.
啊，下一页里面告诉我们，主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
And Jesus he talked about a parable.
主耶稣这个比喻里面，一个人有100只羊。
And in the parable, this shepherd he had 100 sheep.
啊，那有99只都乖乖的在羊圈里面，没有什么问题。
There are 99 sheep who are behaving themselves and they are settled in the gate.
但是有一只呢，它不乖了，自己乱跑啊。However,
there's one sheep who was rebellious and he ran away.
这个牧羊人呢，放下99只。
This shepherd, he left the 99 sheep in the pen.
翻山越岭去找那只迷失的羊。
He traveled long distances over mountains and through valleys to find this one lost sheep.
找到的时候，羊受伤了，很危险呐，可能快被野兽吃了，快掉到山崖了。
Because in his mind, the sheep might be injured, it might be lost, it might be about to fall down a cliff.
但是呢，还好牧羊人去找他。
And thank goodness that the shepherd went to find the sheep.
谁是这只迷失的羊？
And who is this lost sheep?
我们看彼得前书2章25节。Let's
go to First Peter.
2章25节。First
Peter chapter 2 verse 22.
彼得前书2章25节。First
Peter chapter 2 verse 22. Verse 22, he committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth.
25节。
And verse 25, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
原来这只迷失的羊就是你跟我。
This lost sheep is you and it is me.
我们人生在某一个阶段曾经都迷失过。
At a particular stage in your life, everyone has had this time when you were lost.
甚至有时候现在还在迷失。
Or even it might be now you may be lost.
或者以后我们会碰到人生的一个低潮，也很迷失。
Or perhaps in the near future, when you experience a low point in your life, you will be lost.
但是你不要放弃自己。
But do not give up on yourself.
因为主耶稣从来没有放弃你。
Because the Lord, He has never and He will never give up on you.
你觉得你不配。
You feel like you are undeserving.
你是个罪人。
You feel like you're a sinner.
你很不乖。
You are disobedient.
你很脏。
You are unclean.
你不配的任何人来救你。
You are unworthy of anyone trying to save you or be there for you.
你错了。
You are wrong.
主耶稣没有放弃你。
Jesus has never given up on you.
只要你一天还没死, 主耶稣还在找你。
As long as you're here for one more day, He will search for you for one more day.
主耶稣就是用这样的心啊。
Jesus, He uses this kind of heart.
人放弃你, 主耶稣没有放弃你。
Other people may have given up on you, but He has not.
直到他找到你。
Until He finds you.
无论多久,
no matter how long it'll take.
主耶稣一定要找到你。
He will, and He is determined to find you.
主耶稣很担心的, 翻山越岭来找你。
He's so worried about you, and He will truly cross mountains and valleys to find you.
好, 如果你被主耶稣找到,
once you have been found by Him,
你赶快, 这里说要归回灵魂的牧人啊,
then hurry, come, and return to your shepherd.
不要再乱跑了,
do not run anymore.
回到主的身边,
return to the Lord.
他是你的好牧人,
He is your good shepherd.
那我们也要做别人的好牧人,
then we must also be good shepherds to other people.
唱诗。
Let's all sing a hymn.
357.
357.